So my, on my side, I will do my level best to see that schools are put up. Somebody, those in charge of who have a role to play in delivering educational services will not care much because their children are not here. They will not do much to promote education. Even those countries will be questioning, why are South Sudanese sending their children to our country? Even the challenge is a question for our credibility. Are we really delivering service to our people? What do we tell those countries? We say our education in our country is bad, and who will put it right? Who will put it right? Those who are studying at the university level, these are adults. An adult can go anywhere. Yes, but children under 18, they must study with, remain with the parents. For those in diaspora, especially in Europe and America, they can keep them. There's no problem because they are being taken care of by those countries there. But frequent visits will be stopped. And if a person is going beyond, then we'll have to use his and her own money to go to America, to go to Britain and all this. We don't have money to pay for this. We must have to save his money and go there. Because we don't have money, although it is there in the as privileges of a minister, for example, is entitled to go for foreign visits or holiday outside. We don't have the money. We'll stop this. And therefore, it'll be up to a person who wants to go, is free. But only we'll give the leave. The leave is entitled to go for a leave. It's enough time. I've been talking, actually, it's not the first time for me to say it. But some people thought it was just a matter of talks. We want to build our country. We want to build our nation. Then we must take appropriate steps. There are some people definitely who will be disadvantaged. But the majority, we are going in the right direction. We must take decisions. We must plan. We cannot allow our people just to do as they wish.